Well, I think, you know, for most First Nations, there's a collective sigh of relief that Harper's gone. I mean, like you said, he's been the worst environmental disaster, democratic right disaster, and he was the, you know, epic enemy of First Nations. And so what you have with Prime Minister Trudeau is the possibility for change. He really has an opportunity to be a leader in First Nation issues, environmental issues, and democratic rights and freedoms versus a politician. So he has the opportunity. We have to give him a little time to see if he's going to do it. However, he does come from a very problematic Liberal legacy. His father was the one who introduced the 1969 White Paper, which would have essentially annihilated Indians and reserves and treaty rights and all of that, which was, you know, brought about massive national protests by First Nation leaders. And, I mean, but to his credit, he's distanced himself from his father's policy, and he's saying he wants to do it differently. A nation-to-nation relationship, which is key for First Nations, because First Nations consider themselves to be sovereign with their own laws and jurisdictions. So...